Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, getting ready for our Spicin' Hour. Going to catch up with Tyson and Spencer to hear about what's going on in Marriage Boot Camp episode number 8 and everything else going on in the world. But before we get to Spicin' Hour today, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are the people who are bringing us the new TV show, American Crime, which is coming to ABC this Thursday night, 10, 9 Central. On ABC, American Crime is following the lives of a number of people in one small town, which are all affected by a murder. And then you are going to see the events as they are taking place from the perspective of the family of the victim, from the family of the accused, from the people investigating the murder. All that's happening on American Crime. And American Crime is put together by John Ridley, who is the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave. And it's going to be a big TV event. And one of the really cool things about American Crime is that American Crime is going to have its own companion podcast, which is going to start airing weekly here on Podcast One. If you want to check that out, join film critic and radio personality Elvis Mitchell every week on the American Crime podcast for an in-depth look on the groundbreaking television series, which will feature, of course, conversations with John Ridley and talent from the show discussing the latest episodes, the character storylines, and other timely topics. Go to podcastone.com/American Crime to subscribe now. That's podcastone.com/American Crime. All right, everybody, here we go. Ready to talk to Spicin' with Spencer Pratt, Tyson Apostle, Marriage Boot Camp, week number 8. Here we go.
Yeah.
Get paid. I don't volunteer. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
What? Whoa.
Get me out of here. Baby, I walk TV and run the internet. Been around the world.
Yeah.
I'm not finished yet. I'm a celebrity.
All right.
We don't have much to talk about one time. We can just play that whole song.
I wish I had been such a visionary that when I say, like, I run TV, walked in or whatever, that line, I wish it was like, I'm Mr. Podcast. I'm in your ears everywhere. Something like that. I'm just, nobody was claiming podcasts back then.
Remix.
Was that a freestyle that you just did?
That was a mini frag. Technically, yes, it was. But I got paid for it since I'm on Rob's $80 million podcast.
Yes. Tyson is joining us from beautiful Hawaii today.
Yep, you know it, dude.
Yeah. And
it got cold in Utah, so I headed out here.
Yeah. Tyson, how is the podcasting from Hawaii?
So far in my whole hotel, I might be the only one podcasting.
That's a safe bet. I would take that bet.
Yeah.
How's the Wi-Fi over there on the island?
It sounds okay, right?
You know, a Wi-Fi sounds almost like it could be a Hawaiian island.
Yeah, I'm podcasting from Wi-Fi Island, Hawaii.
Yes.
Last night, I actually had this. Spencer, you're going to be major jelly, and Rob might be jelly too. I ordered this burger. But get this, it wasn't just a hamburger. On top of the hamburger, it had cheddar cheese. Still normal, you say. On top of the cheddar cheese, it had Kahlua pork with barbecue sauce. On top of that, it had bacon. On top of that, it had grilled onions. And I thought, if I don't die in my sleep, I'll be able to tell Spencer about this tomorrow.
No pineapple?
No, that was the one thing. I should have added pineapple or avocado. I feel like a pineapple would have really done some good there, but we had that whole discussion about pineapples on pizza last week, and it's just a bad time for pineapple.
Yeah. All right. Spencer, what did you have last night?
I started with a Five Guys burger in downtown LA where I was just waiting to get shot or jacked or any of the scary things that all my fellow customers looked like they were capable of doing. With no stereotypes given. From there, I moved on to Staples Center for the Ronda Rousey fight. And I was getting very excited because we had the Lakers box. Because my dad's the Lakers owner's dentist. So they hooked him up with the box. And so we were like, all my friends and I were like, we're going to get so much food in that box. They got all the... you know, the good food, we're going to get it. And we get in there and we ask like the waiter and like, oh no, the Lakers box does not have food when it's not a Lakers game. We're like, no.
So there was no food.
No food in it. So then we went down and walked among the normal people and got one of those. What are those pretzels called?
Wetzel's pretzels.
And I ate that so fast that I think I put it on my face because I woke up with extra zits. So I think I just like stuffed it on my face.
Yeah, those can be greasy.
Yeah.
What flavor did you get?
The original, obviously.
Yeah, original's the best, dude.
With a thing of $2 hot cheese to dip in. That cheese looks super gourmet. And then from there, we moved on to popcorn. And then after popcorn, it was pink cotton candy. And then from cotton candy, there was a 2-foot long hot dog, chilies and jalapenos on it. And what else? And then that had potato chips. Heidi had about 10 tequilas. Did you have 10 or 11? She kept drinking everyone else's too, so maybe more than 10. I was the designated driver, so I didn't have any.
I called
my mom and tell her not to call during work. Thank you. I'm at my job. my mom doesn't know I'm at work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you both set the stage talking about food because Marriage Boot Camp was really very focused on all sorts of crazy food, and I didn't even understand why.
First of all, Rob, did Spencer even get to watch the fight?
Because I was eating so much.
Yeah.
To be honest, as much as I love the Lakers box, you're so high up in the box that you end up just watching the big screen TV. So I know it's more about being there for the experience, but since I wasn't getting drunk like everybody else, I was kind of like, I could be on my couch watching this on a TV. Like, so it was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to do this whole box thing again.
Whoa. So Spencer, are you that into UFC or was it just something to do?
Oh yeah. I haven't missed a UFC probably since I was like 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Super into it. Total fan.
Tyson, do you get into the UFC?
I've been before.
Yeah. Wow. You don't really like it?
It's fine. Yeah. If Spencer invited me to go and tickets weren't $1 million, I probably would go.
Which fight did you go to?
I don't know. They did one at the Energy Solutions Arena in Salt Lake like 6 years ago.
It just wasn't your thing?
It's fine. No, they're fun to go to, but I wouldn't consider myself a diehard fan like Spencer.
How much would right now they call you in Hawaii and they say you got to fight somebody tonight in Hawaii in a UFC on pay-per-view? How much would they have to pay you?
I have to fight somebody?
Yeah. What's the check? You would show up tonight and you would
get the shit beat out of me?
If that's how you want to sell yourself, that's fine with me. But what's your check?
I think this is like a white man can't jump thing. I think you're hustling us.
I would have to do probably like $300,000.
300K.
You would go get potentially hospitalized and brain damage for 300K.
I just go down. I just tap out before any hits, dude.
No, you can't like quit. You have to actually like get in the fight.
Yeah, I don't think that's for me, dude.
So not even 300? That was a bluff call?
Well, I was thinking I could just tap out and just look like a huge pussy on TV for who knows until people forget about it.
It's more realistic than you get knocked out. So how much to get knocked out on TV?
To just get punched, knocked out once?
No, I mean, how many? Maybe it takes more than one to get that Tyson chin down.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if I could do that. I feel like, could I join a class action lawsuit later in life with the brain damage thing?
Yeah, that's definitely in the works. But what's the number? There's got to be. Ask Rachel.
I'm thinking at least $300,000, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's the low ball. I think I'd need more than that to go get kicked in the head.
What would you do?
I think more around 500 to a million to get. I mean,
wow.
More famous than me.
Well, it's still a matter of getting kicked in the head. I don't know.
I guess so.
All right. Yeah. What if the UFC card was Tyson versus Spencer? How would that go down?
Regardless, there's still a chance of getting kicked in the head. I've been knocked out. And when you wake up and there's just like blood pouring down your head and you don't remember how it happened, it's just like, I don't like this feeling.
Yeah.
And then last week,
I got paid maybe.
And then last week, one of my best friends put me to sleep, even though I tapped out. And when I woke up, I was like, that was the worst feeling ever. So either getting knocked out or put to sleep are two of the worst feelings. So, I mean,
that's I heard it feels good when they put you in the sleeper.
That's only for autoerotic asphyxiation.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's what that kung fu master liked.
Yeah. And kung fu is pretty closely related to ultimate fighting.
What's that guy's name that was awesome?
Oh, Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
No, no, no. The dude.
No, the guy that autoerotically asphyxiated himself.
Oh, yeah. What was that? David Carradine?
Yeah. Yes. It was really an assassination. There's a whole conspiracy to that one. Oh, my God.
But who would win the UFC fight if it was Tyson versus Spencer? I feel like Tyson is...
He's got reach.
Yeah, he's got the reach, and he's probably a better athlete, but Spencer studies jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I think Tyson, if he could work his jab, it would be hard.
Yeah, Spencer, if I could not let Spencer get a hold of me.
Yeah, the jab, Tyson's jab would be where it's at, because he's got like a 14-foot long arm. He'd just like stick it out, like stretch.
Tyson, how's your shoulder? You still have a bum shoulder?
No, not really.
Okay.
You had a bum shoulder?
I hurt my shoulder on Survivor, but now it's pretty much, yeah, I don't really feel pain from it at all. Yesterday, I even got scorpioned by a wave, dude.
What does that mean?
It means that it smashes your face into the sand, and then your legs go up behind your head, reverse-wise, like a scorpion tail.
Oh.
Who taught you that lingo? Is that local speak?
I made it up, dude. I just visualized what the shape of a scorpion is and then came up with it.
Did Rachel get my Snapchat message joke that I said you're a howley, or did she not know the local lingo?
I don't know if she even saw it yet.
What was that thing you were eating on the Snapchat?
Oh, dude, those were like they're a type of fruit. They're like a fuzzy fruit.
They look gross.
They're pretty good. Rambotan.
Rambotan.
They're good for you.
So, yeah, marriage boot camp.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So the marriage boot camp this week, it was really, there was two separate tasks as usual. And then the first part was, I don't even understand what they were doing. Again, this is for the one guy who doesn't watch the episode but listens to the podcast, that they had a four-course meal. And it started off, it was fine. It was like, hey, it's a cupcake. Like, tell your partner something that you don't like that they do and make them eat the cupcake. And then, all right, now it's the second course, and it's hot dogs. And then they brought out eclairs and then meatballs. And I don't even understand, first, before we get into the drama that happened, why did you guys have to eat all that stuff? It felt like at the end, it was like, see, you guys have a tummy ache. That's how it feels when you have a bad relationship.
I don't think any of us really understood that so much. I think it was too much of a good thing is hurtful or something like that.
Oh, it was heavy. It was so deep. Sometimes these drills, they're so spiritually enlightening. It's like talking to God. You know, you don't
have to be
it.
There.
Yeah, you got to feel it. There you felt it. And I think after really, you know, I watched the episode, you know, 40 times to try to learn more about it. And I think it was about it feels sick when you eat a lot.
Yeah, and when the food's not very good.
And when you don't have sauce for your meatballs, it's like in a relationship when you don't have red wine. It's just like,
yeah. It's awful. Do you understand better now, Rob?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, none of us really got the, I took from it that the point they were trying to make was when there's too much of a good thing, it ends up not being that great anymore.
Okay.
I don't think that was it. Heidi!
What do you think it was?
Heidi! What was the moral of the eating thing drill? When you're selfish, it only hurts you. She says, I don't know. You know what? I think Jim and Elizabeth and Dave and Elsa, those amazing couples, they need to write a love book, like a how to dummies book, you know, like
yeah.
Those books.
Like a 50 Shades of Grey, but a real one.
Yeah. Like with a how to, so that we could, you know, watch the show and then read the book.
Yeah. And the thing that ended up happening, which ended up creating all the drama, was, of course, Reed and Aviva were like hiding stuff under their napkin, you know, like a little kid might do with like their Brussels sprouts at dinner. And then everybody else was getting really pissed off that they weren't participating in the activity. Were you guys actually pissed off that Reed and Aviva weren't eating the stuff?
I was.
I didn't want to eat. Why would we have to eat that? And they don't. It was just about what they haven't been showing. These two act like they're Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, you know, like these two.
I thought you were going to say Michael Jackson and a little boy, and that would have been way off color.
Yeah, that too. But the whole point is they're rolling around like they're some superstars that, us petty people need to eat that. But Reed and Aviva, they don't need to do it. And it was just like I keep saying, they don't show Robot Aviva complaining about everything and acting like she should get, you know, all these red carpets laid out for her and her little golden spoon. So we all just snap because it's like, we don't want to be stuffing ourselves with cold food. Like, heat this food up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meatballs were all cold, dude. Everything was cold.
Yeah, if those were hot donuts, I would have ate that whole stack.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, how were the hot dogs?
They didn't even show the hot dogs, did they?
Cold. They showed the hot dogs.
They showed them. They were cold, too. Everything was cold. Rob, it had all been prepared like probably like 6 hours before the drill.
Tyson, what was worse, the food that you get on a reward challenge on Survivor or the food that they give you in the marriage boot camp competitions?
They would be pretty similar.
Yeah.
Except for that, actually, Rob, the last time I played Survivor,
I know you told me.
The reward was amazing. But before that, pre that time, they're pretty similar where you're like, this was prepared 6 hours ago for TV purposes, and now it's not even good.
Yeah, I wonder what they're doing. You think they're bringing like an oven out there?
Yeah, or a gourmet chef right on site or something.
Yeah, or they have like the thing that like the Domino's guy like brings the pizza to your house in that keeps it warm.
In 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Reed and Aviva were really at the center of everything. Tyson, was it you that said in the episode that it was Aviva just wanted to go on this show because she wanted to get a bit more famous, and then Reed is supporting her in trying to get a bit more famous?
Yeah, I said that, but then looking back on it, I'm like, she chose the wrong show.
I know. I was like, I don't know if that's going to work out as planned.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is that her dream in life was to be on that Housewives show, and she sabotaged it. Like, if your dream is to be on a show like that, you should be kissing butt so crazy to all those wives and everything. You should be the most, like, it's just nuts.
How did she sabotage it?
By beefing out with everybody and, you know, not going on the trips. If you don't go on those trips, I know she said, I have asthma. I have a doctor's note from the asthma doctor. And it's like, bring your damn inhaler and risk having an asthma attack to stay on the freaking hit show that you want to be on.
I can imagine that she didn't get along with production at all.
Yeah, exactly. You can't argue production. You can't demand more money when they don't need you. It's like you would now, in retrospect, you would probably be paying a lot of money just to be on that show. So you lost your spot on that show begging for more money when you would have paid them to be on it. So I learned an expression. I don't know if lots of people know it, but it's so true. And I once was, and sometimes I find I can be, is you never want to be a self-saboteur, you know, like where you just sabotage your own setup.
Yeah. Can you just explain what you mean when you say that she has to go on the trips? As somebody who, you know, doesn't cover the Housewives type shows, what do you mean she has to go on the trips?
The trips is where all the like action goes down. The budget for these Housewives shows is they always have, how many would you say, Heidi, two trips a season? One, max two trips, like whether they go to Cabo or Africa or wherever it is, and all the Housewives, you know, who don't use... You know, and the whole season leads up to these trips where it always cracks off on the trips. And so if you don't go on this trip and you make up some excuse, you're pretty much just quitting the show because the trips are like where, you know, everybody gets wasted and they're forced to be with each other. Whereas on the seasons, they like can get up from the restaurants and go home. And this is where it all just bottles up and creates that, you know, marriage boot camp love story.
Yeah. I know that they talk about how Aviva is always on social media. I'm just looking at her Twitter page. Tyson, Aviva has 142,000 followers. Are you buying, I know we did this on the Survivor podcast, real or fake 142,000 Twitter followers for Aviva?
Go to her first original tweet that you see.
Yes.
And tell me how many retweets and favorites she has on it.
Okay. I mean, she has a picture that she posted with somebody. There's 4 retweets and 10 favorites. Another one is like a picture of her kid. Has 1 retweet and 5 favorites. So typically, like, they have like 1 retweet, 3 favorites.
Yeah, like definitely store bought. Those are a lot of bot followers. Like, I get more than that.
Bot followers or bot followers?
She bought bots.
But here's the thing, like, I'm too poor to even buy Twitter followers, and I have so many Twitter followers, but I watch all the time when somebody, like, even like pseudo famous people, they'll retweet or write something to me, and I see like 8 people attack them right away, like, why are you tweeting him, you like him? And I watch how fast people delete their retweets of mine because they're like attacked by like immediate troll squad. So like, you know, that could be her problem. You know, like, people are scared to even tweet me because they'll be like shunned and like treated like that, a leper or whatever.
Is that what's going on with Aviva?
It could be a possibility in her
defense.
Did
she lose her leg to leprosy? Is that
I thought about it the other day. I'm not making any more leg jokes.
No leg jokes.
I love having 2 legs and I don't want any karma.
No karma. So Aviva was very upset about being called out about not eating. She doesn't know why anybody cared. And Natalie, who I really do feel like, you know, Natalie's behavior is pretty terrible on the show, but I feel like Jim and Elizabeth love Natalie. I feel like they love that she sort of like is like stands up for the process of what Jim and Elizabeth are doing against Aviva, who is sort of half-assing things.
Yeah,
I think they're probably scared of Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do whatever Natalie says, but also everybody's been having problems with Aviva and Reed from day one. Like, you can, like, even Jim and Elizabeth, like, they'd come and be like, we're not doing that. No, we're not going to do that. And so I think anything that's anti-Reed and Aviva at this point, everybody's just kind of like, okay. Like, I didn't want to step to Reed and Aviva because I didn't want to concern myself with it, but I appreciated watching Natalie step to him.
And then we had the big incident that ended up happening where Natalie like took all the cupcakes and like threw them on Aviva, which then is going to make Aviva, you know, complain more about Natalie and Heidi later on for separate incidents about how they're basically above it. And, you know, everybody else is just being barbaric, I believe was the word she used.
Well, the best part is what really got everyone so mad. But at this point, you know, I don't know about everybody else. I don't think Tyson, but definitely Heidi and I, like, we're definitely near blackout drunk. And all of a sudden we hear that Viva is calling the police because Natalie punched her in the head, you know.
And she called the police?
They didn't show that. That was what
she was
like,
threatening to.
She was threatening, and they had all the producers in there like trying to calm her down. And she's like, no, I'm calling the police. That was assault. So that's why we snapped. Because we're like, this lying bitch is about to call the police. And it's just about, you know, I feel like I have a neighbor who called the police on our barking dog. So I think I got emotional and thought, you know, you're just like our fucking neighbor. Oh, excuse my language. I got all these people bitching on Twitter. Watch your language and don't eat crab legs while you talk on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. You got in big trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like, chill out.
All right. Well, now you know. Live and learn.
Yeah, that's what I told. No more crab legs.
Okay.
So back to the storyline.
You've only been podcasting for 8 weeks.
That's what I told this lady. I said, chill out, lady. It's a new learning process.
And we're all learning.
She's like, you disrespected Rob.
No, we're all, everything's good.
I was like, Rob ain't tripping off crab legs.
like Jameis Winston.
So wait, what? Oh,
the cops. They call the cops.
Yeah, the cops. So then, and I didn't throw any lamp. That was the executive producer who bumped that lamp with his big old booty, and he knocked it off. And the way they cut it made it look like I'm smashing lamps. Like, I don't like. I don't.
What
care.
Did you say? And then when everything went up to the bedroom, you started saying, "Aviva is a bitch, and so is Reed." Is that what you were saying?
I think you're a lying bitch, and Reed, you're just like her. You're not.
No, this is what you said. You said, Reed, I used to respect you, but now I think you're a little bitch, just like your wife.
Boom.
That's cutting.
Heidi was fired up. She thought she was on Bad Girls Club season 20.
Wow. Wow. So things really got heated. How did that ultimately end up resolving when you were at the house? Did anything ever just cool down or?
No, just stopped even looking or talking to them.
Yeah. Have you guys had any interaction with Aviva or Reed since the show has been over?
The premiere party, they were just like all up in our faces. So we had to just keep it cool because nobody was paying me $3 anymore to interact with them.
Yeah.
You got paid $3?
Well, my mom gave it to me.
Oh, to go on the show?
Yeah. My mom was like, leave your mommy's beach house and here's $3.
Yeah. Tyson, did you have any interaction with them at the party that they had from WeTV?
Yeah, we did. They were cordial with us. Like, yeah, they were fine. I like Reed. I didn't like him on the show at this point, but as a person, I think he's pretty dang funny because he's just like a nerdy, like banker style dude that's fun to interact with for me. But yeah, on the show, they were pissing me off pretty good just because they weren't trying. And it was just like so voyeuristic of them to just sit there and watch everybody else like hash it out a little bit. And then they'd be like, we don't have any problems. We're a perfect marriage.
Can I tell you the biggest thing that I'm kicking myself about this week?
Tell me.
That I didn't arrange to talk about Sex Box with you guys.
We didn't watch that episode yet. So
We would have watched it if we would have said we were going to talk about it.
Yeah, we totally would have.
Because like the whole time Marriage Bootcamp was on, it was like countdown, 47 minutes till Sex Box.
Next week.
Next week. We should check it out.
Well, I already am working on my spinoff, Sex Triangle.
Sex Triangle. Sex Pyramid.
And so what's the premise of this show?
Sex Pyramid. Yeah, Sex Pyramid. Well, it's going to be a threesome in the pyramid.
Oh, wow. That's even better. No, yeah, that would be interesting to see couples the first time they have a threesome. I'm sure there would be sort of all sorts of awkward things about it to talk about afterward. Right, I think that would be a bigger hit.
As Tyson Air copyrights things, we just copyrighted that. It's ours. Yep. No one gets
patent pending.
Yeah.
Patent pending. WeTV, that's ours. Sex Pyramid, the spinoff.
Wow. We have to see what the ratings were on Sex Box, because if the ratings were good for Sex Box, we could take that to another network.
Yeah, yes. Like, hello, who cares about just regular couples? We're bringing, and they don't even get to meet the third party. They
It's
a blind date, but they did get to pick like, okay, the height and the weight and the eye color.
What about the sex? Do you get to pick the sex?
I think
the gender. You get to pick the gender, not this sex, because the sex is going to be kind of
right.
A surprise.
Right. No, that's what I meant. The gender. Well, I wonder. Also, maybe it should be like you spin a wheel, and then you don't know what if you're going to get a guy or a girl.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
dude. Sex Box is going to be so boring after we come out with Sex Pyramid.
We just literally murdered that show. Like we need to go to production.
I do feel like we've made it into not a WeTV show.
Yeah, it's more of like a
we've made it more into a Spike
HBO
TV show.
Late night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's still nothing seen. They're still just in a pyramid.
And yeah. HBO probably actually pays better.
I don't know.
Well, WeTV definitely has more viewership numbers.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. It's in every household.
Yeah.
Except for that one guy that listens.
The one guy.
One guy. We got to find this guy, man. It was you, Spencer.
I know, but then he started tweeting me like, you're taking my role.
All right. Then also the other thing they made you guys do this week was you had to like, again, there's so many things on, I feel like every week on this show, it's like, all right, there's two doors. You got to pick the right door. But some in the past, it was like they both doors led to the same exact place. This week, there really was a right and a wrong answer. And stupid Tyson picked the wrong one, obviously.
Yeah, but that the right and wrong is only determined by Jim and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's like Rachel's.
Tell Rachel that.
Like, Rachel's like, I have to be married, even if it means leaving Tyson. And mine was like, would you prefer to be married to, it doesn't have to be Rachel, it can be anybody, or would you prefer to stay with Rachel? And I was like, well, I would prefer to stay with Rachel, knowing that I have Rachel. And they're like, nope, that's wrong.
Yeah, it was entrapment.
And Rachel's right, where they're like, yeah, she, you were right to just leave Tyson and marry whoever you want.
Yeah, you, that was the wrong answer, Tyson.
Heidi, you need to step in. It's pee break time.
All right, so if this is the part of the show where Spencer has to go to the bathroom. He had three cups of coffee before we did the podcast. And this is the part of the show where Heidi comes and fills in for Spencer while he takes a pee break during the show.
Yeah. Come on, Heidi. This isn't a game. I've been holding it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we're a good 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
What about if you leave the bathroom door open?
I had to drink all these waters because Heidi's acupuncturist gave me what he calls special herbs, and I got to take 60 pills three times a day, and I have no idea.
I have no idea
what's in these pills.
Is it medicinal marijuana?
And Heidi,
180 pills a day.
And Heidi asked him, "Well, what's in these special herbs?" He goes, "They're special, no ingredients, secret." And I'm like, "Oh shit!" I know. I want to be special.
So how do you feel so far?
Like, I got to pee.
He asked for them.
So, Heidi, what are you trying to cure for Spencer with the 180 pills a day?
Nothing. He asked for them because I got them. And he's like, well, if you get some, I get some. So it's like, well, we don't always have to do the same thing.
Have you noticed a change with the pill regimen?
Actually, his skin has cleared up.
The rashes are gone?
Heat rashes, yeah, because he's been training so much that he overheats. And so anyways, it cleared that up. And then we got some for our metabolism. So he definitely lost 10 pounds last week, but then he gained it back all last night.
Nice. But that's a kind of a roller coaster. You're going to do that throughout life anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours tends to be weekly. We like lose all this weight at the beginning of the week, and then by the end of the weekend, we gain it all back.
Heidi, how do you feel about Aviva? And I saw that she was calling you out quite a bit in this episode this week. Have you had any warming in your feelings towards Aviva?
I think that it just kind of didn't show what really was happening and her like temper tantrums and saying she needed control over the editing and don't worry, this isn't going to be in it anyways. And like having meetings with the producers all the time. And it just got so tiring. It's like, I don't know why you're even here. So it just got really aggravating for everyone. And then when I heard her like saying things behind my back, because everyone started calling her out for not participating in the drills. And so she just did the whole deflection blame game. And it's like, well, fine, I'm going to blame it on Heidi and Spencer. And it's like, oh, really? Of all the things, of everything that you could do. And the funniest thing is she drank with us every night. So it's like all of a sudden she just turned. And Reed was just as wasted as everyone else in the house.
Or more.
She decided to just flip it 180 overnight. And so that's why we were just like, what are you even talking about? You've been participating, drinking, doing all this the whole time. And now because you're being called out, you're going to put it on us. So it just made me really mad. And it just reminded me what kind of probably happened with her other castmates, you know? So I don't know. The whole thing was just really annoying.
Yeah. What about when she said to Natalie, well, Natalie eats a lot more than I do in the food competition.
It's so like her to say something like that and not even think about how that would affect someone else. Like in her mind, she doesn't care about anyone else's feelings. It's a logical statement like, well, Natalie eats so much more than I do. It's like, are you not even hearing yourself? So if someone didn't say something to her, I don't even think she would have thought that comment as anything. You know, she just kind of says whatever she wants and doesn't really care about anyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't think she really even cared. She's like, what? She does.
Yeah. I think she comes up with the meanest thing that she can think of, the thing that she thinks will hurt someone's feelings the most. Like her, I wouldn't be waiting for 6 years to marry anybody comment. Like, I think she does those planned. She's like, okay, this will really cut to the core.
Well,
she definitely has a script.
That's what I was just about to say. Here's what nobody's thinking. She goes in her room for hours with Reed and plans what they're going to say in their script. And like she always said to us, I'm going to make the most dramatic moments to be the biggest star on the show. Like she wanted to have this like storyline in her mind that she thought of, and they talked about what they were going to say. And, you know, she said that she wanted the spinoff on We after this.
Here's the best part. This is all over BlackBerry Messenger with Reed. They sit in the bathroom and they use BlackBerry Messenger because they don't want the producers to hear them. So they just messenger back and forth to each other. Keep in mind, they're the only ones that have their phones full time. Everybody else, they would come and take our phone. We'd only get them for like 30 minutes, but they fought to have their phones full time because they needed to be able to talk to their kids. Well, Selena has kids. She didn't get her phone.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones that had BlackBerries.
Interesting.
That's true.
Interesting. All right. Anything else that you guys want to talk about from Marriage Bootcamp? You guys want to talk about what's happening in the news?
Oh, I want to go to the news, but first I got to give a quick shout out to Aaron and Antonia, who are producers on the show. And one of them, rumor has it, will be joining us for the final episode of the Spice and Marriage Bootcamp.
Wow.
I thought it was in their contract that they couldn't.
Contracts end.
From what I heard, they're going to try and get around that, and one of them will join us on the final Marriage Bootcamp recap.
Okay.
That's so perfect because I booty danced with both of them. I don't know if they can show it or not on the final episode. So that is perfect.
Oh, my God. All right. So a lot coming on the Marriage Bootcamp recaps on the Spice and Hour. You guys ready to talk some news?
Heck yeah.
Okay, here we go. Spicy News. All right. Again, thanks, Ryan Elder, for creating the theme to the Spicy News segment.
Why haven't we played the Survivor theme song, Tyson's one today?
did you want to hear that?
Yes.
That can be our closeout.
Okay.
Right, I'll put it at the end of the show. All right. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead. Of course, our top story at this hour. Well, everybody wanted to know what Spicin thought about the dress that has taken the internet by storm this week. Is it a white and gold dress or is it a black and blue dress? Of course, we go to Spicin for the definitive answers.
I think it can be both.
I know Heidi and I argued about it for a good solid half an hour to the point where I questioned her eyeballs. It is 100%. Blue and black.
No, it's not.
And even Photoshop agreed.
Hmm.
Did you go to Photoshop and put like the mouse over it and then yeah, it told you what the tone was?
And it goes blue and it goes like brown on the other one. It definitely didn't go yellow and white.
Hmm. Well, to be honest, I was over in Hawaii and all I've heard is this color argument, but I don't even really know the background of the story.
So somebody posted a photo on their Tumblr account. I think it's all a conspiracy. I think this is some like DARPA mind
to sell
control.
Dresses.
Yeah. What?
It's white and gold.
I think they're trying to hypnotize the planet with this one dress. I think it's super heavy duty stuff going on.
Yeah. I want to know from Heidi. Heidi, is it a nice dress? Do you like that dress?
Heidi's running back. Run, Heidi, run.
Is it all viral marketing for that dress?
I don't really like that dress, but it is white and gold. If anyone, it looks like there's a little shadow over it or it's in like a darker place. But if I were asked what color is the dress, I'd be like, oh, maybe it's in a room. But I would think that it's white and gold 100%.
Tyson, you should tell Aris to make that dress.
If I was Kim Kardashian, I would buy that dress from whoever it is right now and wear it on a red carpet this week and get extra press.
Yeah. I mean, what's the deal? Is it the actual dress? Like if you saw that dress out there or is it only that picture of the dress is an illusion?
I've read a lot of scientists talking about it and they're all tripped out.
The entire scientific community is focused on this right now, which means governments everywhere are doing something super secret.
We're being distracted with the dress.
Correct.
I think it's definitely a UFO.
Hmm.
It could be a UFO.
Okay. But the dress is everywhere. Everybody's talking about the dress. Everybody has an opinion about the dress. But this week on top of everything with the dress, somebody has taken the dress and written a gay erotic fan fiction story about the dress.
Are the llamas in it?
No, we'll talk about the llamas. But a man named Chuck Tingle has written an erotic story about the dress, and the book is called Pounded by the Gay Color Changing Dress.
Well, that's so weird because Tyson's Snapchat name is Chuck Tingle. Did you write this, Tyson?
No comment.
Yes. And so in the story,
yes, follow me at Snapchat at Chuck Tingle.
Yes. And in the story, the dress has a man named Kent, who is just a regular gay man searching for somebody to love. But then he meets Channing, who is a living gay dress who is famous online.
Channing Tatum?
No, it's not Channing Tatum, but maybe that's what they're going for subliminally.
Okay.
It
sounds pretty sexy. Do we have time to read this whole book right now?
It's only 4,400 words, so it's kind of short.
Huh.
Yes.
Well, sounds like this Chuck Tingle hit it right on the head this time.
Yes.
How many books has he written?
He's written a lot of gay erotic fiction.
Is he the next Shades of Grey?
I don't know. It would be short.
Oh, no. It would be Shades of White and Gold and Blue and yes. Black.
Yes. And so he's told the media that he basically just stayed up all night and wrote this story.
I need to start writing erotic fiction. Like, what am I doing with my life?
What would your erotic fiction be about?
Well, I've just been focusing on erotic poetry, and it usually just is about burritos, but I need to move into this whole, you know, book level.
Yeah.
Yeah. The paperbacks at the cash register and the grocery store.
I will be honest. This morning I was really thrown off when I was getting my burrito. I looked to my right and, you know, keep in mind, I get my burritos in a liquor store. Do a little background. And
are they pre-made or they make them in the liquor store?
They make them in the liquor store.
Okay.
And in the back of the liquor store. And I look to the right and there's a pornographic magazine. And it's like 40 and up. And on it is like an elderly woman. And I was just like, oh my God, that's a real magazine that's like printed and like has a publisher. And this is just so too much for my morning.
I mean, 40 isn't that old for
but
the
I mean
magazine.
That it was an issue. Like, yeah, it was definitely not it was definitely not a 40-year-old.
What's it called?
40 and up.
40 and up. Okay.
But
so did you buy this magazine or what's the end game here?
The end game was I was just like, whoa, I need to start my own magazines.
What would it be called?
50 and up.
50 and up. Yeah. Yeah.
Why not 41 and up?
Oh, we're going to Price is Right.
Oh, well,
Price
yeah, right you blew rules. It. You blew it.
but yeah, I just need to get into publishing.
Forever 41.
Publishing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Also, with the dress, continuing on with our top story at this hour, a man actually got a tattoo of the dress on his leg. So a man has taken the picture of the dress, and in the tattoo... Again, I'm not sure if it's an optical illusion or not. The tattoo appears to be very blue and black. But the words on the tattoo say white and gold, ?
So he's making a statement saying that it's definitely blue and black, but that people are still questioning the white and goldness of it.
Yes. He was quoted as saying, I have an awesome tattoo on my leg. It's just dumb. He said, I think it's a stupid tattoo. That's why it's funny, because it's stupid.
Sounds like a pretty smart guy.
What would your first tattoo you'd get, Tyson, be? Honestly, no joke.
Have you seen the one with the monkey pretending like the belly button's another monkey's butthole?
No, like no joke.
I wouldn't get that one. I was going to say that's one I wouldn't get.
Yeah.
What would you really get? This is back to if you had to.
I have a scar up my ankle, and I think I would get a tattoo of like a Simpsons dead fish with the tail and the ribs, and then the head with the X's as the eyes.
Hmm.
Why don't you just do it?
What would your first tattoo be? And then we can decide, maybe we can go together if you're so stoked on it.
Probably I love Heidi.
Oh,
oh my God. I think it would be I love Rachel, actually.
I think I would just get Heidi's whole face on my back.
Wow.
Like the full back tat?
Heidi just said, you can totally do that. I think you should get on that scar, you should turn it into an island, like the Survivor Island.
Ooh.
I should?
Which one, though?
I don't know, the one he won the $1 million on.
Where was that, Tyson? Was that
in the Philippines?
Philippines.
You must love Filipinos now.
Well, you went to the Philippines.
Always have.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
I also went on my Mormon mission to the Philippines, dude.
Now you should get that now.
Was that pre-Survivor?
Yeah.
Whoa. Maybe you won out of like a holy miracle because you had already, like planted your
good karma
energy there.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa, you're making me a believer.
That's proof that God exists, right?
Do it.
Oh, my God. Maybe you should just say God is great tattooed.
Yeah, God is an awesome God.
So we're at Staples Center yesterday, and there are all these people with signs like, you know, like protesting in front of the Staples Center.
What were they protesting?
Or, I don't know. They just had signs that say like, Christ died for your blood or blood of Jesus, those type of signs. And my dad loves how like Christian Heidi is in the sense that he thinks it's super funny. He's like, oh, Heidi, let's get you a sign and get you out there. And Heidi's like, I would love to have one of those signs.
Good.
It was really funny.
Guess you protest UFC? There.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, well, I guess Christ didn't punch blood for blood. I don't know.
Yeah, Christ punched some people, dude.
Yeah.
When he kicked the vendors out of the temple.
I thought he just threw the table with all the coins on it.
Yeah, he did that. Well, history's spotty at best back then. I'm sure he definitely super suplexed somebody.
Yeah,
I just wish back then they had iPhones so we could like watch vines of Jesus like throwing shit and like he'd be so viral at this point.
Yeah, I'd be on TMZ like oh, Jesus went nuts today.
Yeah.
He's like a Bieber now. He's really gone off the deep end.
And he would always be in the fashion police like he wore sandals and only a robe to the most holy site.
Who wore the robe better, Rihanna or Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was probably best for him that he lived when he did.
Okay, he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
All right, back to important news. Let's
just
get
stuff
serious.
Just stuff to think about for when he comes back.
Let's talk about some hard-hitting assassinations in Russia. Can we talk about that Nemov or whatever for a second?
I think you're above my pay grade with talking about serious news.
We can mix in. Let's just talk about the Bourne Identity level assassination in front of the Kremlin. That was hardcore.
I don't even know what happened.
The main opposition leader to Putin, he was like about to lead a rally today and like talk about how Putin's like all up in Ukraine with his Russian soldiers, or whatever. And just like 13 days ago, he said in an interview that he's really actually scared Putin's going to have him killed. Well, he's walking on a bridge in front of the Kremlin, which is like the most secured area of Russia, with this woman, and this dude jumps out of a car and shoots him in the back 4 times. And then there's just like Instagram shots of him just lying there dead with his belly out, just like gnarly.
Yeah, I've seen that in a movie before.
Wow. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's Bourne level action.
So how depressed are you now after hearing that story, Rob?
I don't know. Pretty depressed.
I don't know. It just made me like believe in Bourne movies. Like, I actually had a Bourne marathon yesterday. Like, Bourne's real.
You watched all 4 of them, even the one with Jeremy Reiner
It's called Bourne Legacy, brah. How mad would you be if you were Jeremy Renner and you were just getting all into your new Bourne character and then Matt Damon's like, actually, I want to come back as Bourne. And they just like shelve your project and bring his in front of it.
Yeah.
I realized it wasn't as good without me.
Yeah. Like, thanks for making me realize how good of a Bourne I am. I actually thought Jeremy Renner was really good. I wanted to see him and Jason fight to the death.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe on a stage at UFC somewhere.
That would be cool. Last night at UFC, my favorite part about when they pan the crowd is like all these like action stars like throwing punches at like the camera, like, I'm so tough, like Vin Diesel and Mark Wahlberg. Like, it's like, nobody thinks you're a fighter. You're not that good of an actor.
All right. Can we talk about another big news story from this week?
Yes.
All right. Did you guys follow the story of the llamas, which escaped in Phoenix?
I saw a Vine clip.
Yes. What was your take on the llamas on the loose?
I'm just surprised nobody just shot them.
Hmm. Tyson, did you get caught up in the llama gate?
No, I just saw pictures of it, but I didn't really know where it came from. So please explain real quick.
Yeah, there were llamas that had just broken loose in the Phoenix area. And then it was all on TV. It was like the OJ thing where OJ got away. Like, people were just
like
following.
There was aerial footage and everything.
Yeah, they were watching it live of people trying to apprehend the llamas.
Wow. In Heber, Utah, where I come from, horses sometimes get on the loose and run around in the streets. And sometimes there's not a very happy ending to that.
I just had such a bad joke that I'm glad I kept quiet. Oh my God.
What?
Not a joke is appropriate for the podcast.
Okay. Spencer, in all of your heyday, did you ever have any exotic pets like Mike Tyson?
Wait, are you alluding to the horses getting raped?
I thought, no, I thought my jellyfish were exotic until they became super trendy and like people like Tyson started buying them.
You started the trend.
I was one of the first jellyfish owners in the United States. Yes.
Yeah.
Privately owned jellyfish. Obviously, aquariums had them.
Okay. What they're saying is that the llamas, or the llamas, as some people would say, they belong to a rancher who was traveling with them, and then they got out of the vehicle, and there were three of them.
Three?
Yes.
All the pictures, all the memes on the internet only have two llamas.
Yes, but there were actually three of them. Spencer, they actually...
It was kangaroo, because then it would be like that movie Kangaroo Jack, but real life.
Spencer, they captured audio from one of the llamas when they got away. This is what the llama sounded like. Were you able to hear that?
I thought you were gonna use that one person's like viral that's like I'm legally blind. I'm legally blind.
Oh. No, that's what the llamas were saying as they were being chased.
I'm legally blind. Have you not heard that before?
No.
Well, when you get off this podcast, Google I'm legally blind and watch this lady who's getting arrested, who they say she's a man, and she's like, I'm actually a female.
Is she with the llamas?
It's way funnier than llamas. This got probably 20 million views by now. What's that lady's name? How do you remember? I don't know. Barely. She's like, barely. So are you blind? Can you see? Barely.
Legally wow. Blind woman that they think is a man.
She's to Google, I'm legally blind.
I will right after this, dude. I got a job to do, man. I'm on the job right now.
Me too. I'm giving our podcast listeners the fact that you two didn't know that. I'm sure I just saved some listeners' lives.
All right. Well, I know that Spencer follows the Russian news very closely, but here's another story that came out of Russia this week where a Russian TV personality met a mysterious blonde woman in a sauna, hooked up with her, and then woke up the next day to find his testicles were missing. The man is named Dmitry Nikolaev. He's 30, and he woke up, and after like a partying night with this woman, he woke up and his testicles were gone, and he thought that she just like cut his scrotum, but then he went to the hospital. They said, your testicles are gone.
Whoa.
This is somebody, did they do this in the Bourne movies? Is this what happened to Jeremy Renner?
It could have been. So there were
the
no Bourne surgical
castration?
Procedures?
Yeah. No, there was a, that he was like, he had like blood soaked underwear. Yeah.
Okay. And then he went in the hospital and they're like, we've got bad news. They didn't go for your kidneys.
Yeah, that he was apparently this person, it was like knew what they were doing because they said it was like surgical. It wasn't just like she just like got in there and did like a hacky job.
Well, what?
I didn't know there was a black market for balls. I thought it was usually like livers and, you know.
Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain oysters?
Aren't those cow balls?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Sheep balls, I think, actually.
Okay.
On a whole different note, do you see that news about the raccoons bagged up in L.A.?
Wait, you're just steering this away from the ball story?
I just thought people selling raccoons Ziploc bag in the market was similar.
The whole raccoons?
Yes.
Who's buying them?
It's some culture eats raccoons. I don't want to just, you know, get charged with
right.
some.
Is this on the dark net that you can order these, or how are you getting these?
This is literally like somebody went into a market and like in the meat section they took photos of it and like reported it because they had just bodied raccoons ziplocked like with like the chickens.
It's got to be in the Appalachians somewhere.
No, this is in LA.
So it's not like you can send the raccoons to your enemies like the glitter?
I mean, technically, you could have bought the raccoon and then FedExed it.
Yeah, but it was dead.
But there's a chance that you can send the raccoons to somebody who really appreciates it.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had known there was such a raccoon business, I wouldn't be poor right now because I see raccoons all the time.
Yeah, you'd leave your garbage out on purpose.
I'd be like, oh, come here, raccoon. All right, back to this guy's balls. Where do you think the balls are?
Well, yeah, why did they take them?
Yeah. Can you keep balls alive once you remove them from someone?
Could you do a ball transplant?
Maybe there's a monk that wanted to buy balls back.
I think we've got our topic for Surreal Podcast Season 2.
What happens to this guy's balls?
Yes. Where are they? Let's find the players, man. Motive.
And who was the woman?
She's one of the players. This guy's the other. After this guy fell asleep, were there more players involved?
We don't know. Well, we don't know.
IDP break. You're up. I don't want a bladder problem.
If Surreal doesn't cover this story for season two, then I think we owe it to our listeners to cover this entire story all the way through. That means we'll have to fly to Russia and stuff, Rob. Are you prepared for that?
To investigate?
I think yes. We definitely have the balls when we find them revealed on the finale of the pyramid.
Oh, sex pyramid.
Yes. Here's my co-host, Heidi Pratt.
He's getting silly.
Yeah.
Heidi, why does he have to pee so much? Does he have a small bladder or was he drinking a lot or what?
He's drinking a lot of water and coffee. And it's like, oh, I'm trying to do chores around here.
Yeah. It seems like you're always doing chores when we're doing the podcast. How much work is there to do at your guys' house?
Oh my gosh, so much. Because Spencer only wears shirts once, towels once. So I do like 5 loads of laundry a day, and then I cook 3 meals a day. So I have to cook and clean 3 meals a day plus the dogs, and I have to deal with them and take them out every 2 hours and clean up after them, and I'm just really busy.
I've been to their house, and it is immaculately clean.
Yes.
And
thanks,
Heidi, also, when the dogs go out, this is a pet peeve of mine with our dog, is that when they go out, there is always poop residue on the fur. And they kind of pee on their fur under their bellies. And Heidi wipes all of the dogs clean before they come back in the house each time they go out for a potty break.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
keeping it clean.
Heidi, how are you going to add a baby potentially to this regimen?
I don't know. To be honest, I haven't really told Spencer yet, but I think I might push it back a few years.
Oh, wow. This is breaking news.
I know. I haven't really told him and we haven't discussed it, but I'm just so busy and I just want to, I barely have time for myself to get like my hair done or my nails and I need to get in shape. So
it's no joke.
I kind of think maybe I won't have a kid this year. I think maybe I might wait a few years just to get the dogs a little under wraps and enjoy life a little bit more, because it's going to be really busy when I have a kid.
Yeah, because if you wait a few years and then maybe you get lucky and then you have twins, it's like you didn't really lose any time.
No. Don't wait. That would be too hard for me. I think we'll just have one kid in a few years.
No, you want two.
Well, two. I do want two eventually. That's
all right,
sure.
I'm back.
Wait, no, I'm talking now.
You
want
to be honest?
Why don't you go do something else?
I just did some push-ups.
All right. Anyways,
you did some push-ups?
Push-ups?
Yeah, my new thing is every time after I pee, I try to bust as many push-ups as I can because I pee so much. My logic is that I'm going to get buff.
How many push-ups did you just do?
I think 41.
41? Forever 41.
I said you want to have two.
So you guys are having two kids.
Heidi wants two kids.
I think you at least need two, because if you have just one, that kid ends up being the weirdo at school.
That's what Heidi comes with. He's not going to school. He's going to be homeschooled.
Yes. That's not going to make him weird.
Yeah, he's going to be super normal. I'm going to teach him everything he needs to know.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I have news.
Breaking news.
My BFF that I don't really talk to that much because he's actually famous and has lots of friends. Brody Jenner's had a podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
No, you're my current best friend.
Oh, okay.
Brody had a podcast for like max 8-10 episodes.
Yeah.
Even though he's super like famous and is connected to a famous family that has nothing to do with it. His podcast just got green lit for 4 episodes now into a TV show on E! So my logic is the Spicin Hour can get 2 episodes maybe on WE!
Oh!
Not a bad idea.
So why not?
On 2-episode deal?
Yeah, we need a talk show on TV. He's getting his called Sex with Brody on E! Coming out.
Yeah.
Where he talks about sex, where we're going to be...
Does he talk about sex or does he talk about sex with Brody?
It would be a way better show if he just talked about sex with Brody, but now he has a girlfriend, so it'd be just like one episode.
Oh. So it's a talk show now? It's not a podcast anymore? It's not like you're seeing like the live video?
Yeah, but they like talk into like microphones like they're still doing the podcast. So, okay.
So will it still be a podcast or only going to be a show on E?
It's a show on E.
Okay.
So a podcast is done now for him.
Yeah,
turning his back on podcast. Just wham, bam, thank you, man.
There's an empty slot at podcast one for the Spicin Hour.
Yeah, well, I was tweeting with our fans at podcast one and they just blocked us all. So I think they're too interested.
Podcast one blocked us?
You know what I was thinking? We need to do a stunt, Spicin, at the podcast awards. Since we weren't invited, we should do a major stunt.
How do you know you weren't invited?
Because it's coming up and we don't have invitations.
Yeah.
And... here's what we could do. We could have Kanye rush the stage for us.
Yeah.
Or like a Kanye impersonator.
Kanye impersonator. wearing the white and gold dress. Yeah.
And Yeezys, but like the Yeezy ones.
Yeah.
Okay. One more news story from this week. There was a woman that discovered that her man was cheating. When she found out that he had photos from his new marriage on Facebook.
Wait.
Yes.
So how long was he in this other relationship? So he had two wives?
Yes. And he posted his new wedding pictures on Facebook.
Just, it feels like he kind of blatantly was just rubbing it in her face.
Did he tag his other wife in him?
I don't know. He told his current wife that he was going on business trips. And meanwhile, he was living with another woman 16 miles away.
Oh, only 16 miles?
Yeah. So he's like,
I'm going
on a business
trip. Hard juggle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you do that, Rob?
Look, if I was going to like have another life, my other life wouldn't be exactly the same as you have another family. Like I could see the appeal of like, okay, oh, you have a girlfriend or something else, but like, if you're gonna
have not gonna like that.
Another wife, I think I'm gonna, instead of like with this wife, I'm gonna go have another wife over here also.
Yeah, with more kids and more responsibilities.
I'm gonna like my vacation away from this one thing is gonna be the same exact thing. It would be like if Tyson was in Utah and then went on a vacation to like some other Utah.
Yeah.
Like you're going on vacation from Utah, you're going to Hawaii, which is almost the opposite of Utah, right?
But maybe he loves his, yeah, it's pretty opposite. I'm thinking maybe he loves his current situation so much that he can't get enough of it.
Hmm. Yes.
So it's actually a compliment to his first wife and first family.
this seems like a Facebook stunt. I'm not sure I believed any of this.
No, it's true. It's true.
Where did you see it? On The Onion?
It was not on The Onion. Now, ultimately, this story happened in United Kingdom. And what happened was...
You didn't say that it was British. Obvious. They're so weird. Of course that happened.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Now, ultimately, that is against the law to be married to two different people. And so the first wife reported her husband to the authorities, and now he is serving 17 weeks in jail.
So he didn't get the death penalty.
He did not get the death penalty.
Well, now he's going to have a boyfriend and two wives.
Yeah. That complicates everything.
Boom.
Speaking of British people, my little sister lives in England now to do like a reality show over there, and she talks in a full British accent. And I honestly don't know if she even knows she's doing it or if she's so deep in her British character. But like talking to her on the phone is so ridiculous. I can't even handle it. I'm just like, she may be mentally insane.
Is she being a poser, do you think?
Oh, it's beyond a poser. She thinks she's in like part of that Downton Abbey show.
Yeah, Downton Abbey.
Oh, I love Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
My mom's like, you should really watch that show. I'm like, I hear enough of Stephanie already.
That is weird when people pick up accents and you're just like, are you faking it right now? I can't tell what's going on.
The best is somehow she ended up at dinner in France with Kanye and Kim. And Kim's like making fun of Stephanie and says like was calling her Ringo Starr. And Kanye's like, what do you mean? And Kim's like, she's from America. She doesn't have his accent. And Kanye's like, what? And like she even confused Kanye, and Kanye is never confused.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah, he's like so deep.
Well, it sounds like you've already got your in for the real Kanye for the podcast awards.
No, I don't think so, but we definitely need to crash the red carpet. Like, where is this red carpet?
I don't know if there's a red carpet.
Somebody needs to do a black and blue red carpet. Yeah. And have half of it be white and yellow.
Or gold.
And gold, yeah. Whatever. Okay. There is no red carpet. Where are these awards? We're going.
Vegas.
Ooh.
We're going. When?
I believe it's like April like 13th or something like that.
I'm available.
Yeah, I think I can go too.
Boom.
Heidi, we're going to a party.
Woo! Are you going, Rob?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Ooh.
Notice how Rob didn't give us any heads up about it.
The trifecta.
Yeah, Rob must be part of this conspiracy.
Yeah, he was trying to keep it secret from us. Yes. He didn't want us to win all the awards.
Heidi thinks it's suspicious that Rob won that award for like best camera work or whatever on podcasts, and he doesn't use any video of Spicin.
Yeah, that is fishy. My bad. Well, they should strip me of the best camera work award.
Who was runner up?
I don't know.
And what's up with you having all these interns and you haven't given us an intern yet?
Do you want
have some?
Yeah, you guys want interns?
Yeah, throw us a couple.
Okay, well, then we need people to apply.
Have them apply and we can read their applications in the future.
Okay. All right, so send an email if you want to apply for being the Spice and Hour intern. Please email us. You want to set up an email at the spiceandhour@robisawebsite.com.
And don't forget hashtag Spice and Intern.
Oh, that's a good way to do it too. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You can hashtag Spice and Intern, and then maybe we can get some tweets and see if somebody's real clever in just a single tweet, that might win them a spot.
Okay.
Or if they have lots of followers that are bots.
Yeah.
And do we have to say right now that the interns will, of course, be unpaid, or is that something we can kind of keep secret and just let them figure it out as they do a bunch of work for us?
I think that the default setting on internship is unpaid. I think then if it's a paid internship, I think that's you qualify it with paid internship.
I'll send them a couple of Bitcoins on the dark net.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Woo!
All right, well, this was another fantastic chat with you guys. I got a couple of options for a hashtag. We give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay. Choice number one, Ranbaten. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
What are those? Those
the fruits? Rambutan.
Rambutan. Option number two is Forever 41.
I like that one.
And option number three is the Born Castration.
Ooh. Let me.
Nobody knows that. Nobody knows how to spell castration.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty simple to spell.
No way. It's got big words.
Spell it.
Me?
Yes.
I think it's CASTRATION.
He's reading off his notes.
Use it in a sentence.
Castration?
Yes.
Boy, it must have been sucked. It sucked to be that guy who woke up and found out that he had been the victim of a castration.
There you go. You had to kind of skirt around it.
That was a super long sentence. My writing teacher would have really thrown some red on that.
Yeah.
It had like commas in it.
Yeah. It's hard to get to castration.
How about Spice in Podcast Awards? So we already a good one.
41 is already a tweet hashtag that's been going.
Okay.
How about
what was the first one you said?
Rambutan.
Rambutan.
Don't ask me how to spell that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I won't.
Spell it like Rambo had a tan.
N-T-A-N. Yeah, I think that's how you spell it.
Yeah. Let me look.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Rambo. Is it cliche for me to be searching this while we're talking on this show?
No.
Okay, Rambo tan. It's also already hashtagged, but it's easy to spell. Okay. I think we got to come up with something better. Born castration, you think?
Pretty sure nobody's using that one.
Well, we can use it if you think people can spell it.
I think people can spell it.
Then let's use it.
All right, go for it. All right, Born Castration. We'll be back with Spicin to talk about episode number 9 of Marriage Bootcamp. I can't believe it's over. It's gone by so fast.
It's winding down. I think there's 2 episodes left, right?
I think that's it.
Dang.
And then we'll go into our weekly sex box reviews.
Sex box recaps. All right, that would actually be good, I think.
Okay.
I think we'll be the first podcast discussion about it.
Yeah.
Unless somebody hears this and then steals it from us. Patent pending.
Patent pending. All right. Follow these guys on Twitter. Of course, you could follow at The Spicin Hour. You could also follow at Spencer Pratt or Tyson Apostle.
Or Aviva Gesture.
Verified. Who's verified? Yeah. All right. Have a good week,
guys.
That's
our goal. We need it. Hashtag Tyson Verify. We need to get Tyson verified.
Yeah.
And we need to get Rob verified too.
That would be nice.
With all your interns, you can't get verified?
Not yet. Not to this point.
You need to just, all you got to do is email the Twitter celebrity people.
Okay. That's what you think.
I used to have the contact. It was super easy. I got like my beach liquor burrito guy verified.
I think I need somebody to impersonate me first, and then have to say, no, there's confusion.
Oh, that's good news. It's sources say in page 6 I read this week that a lot of major celebrities are angry and their publicists and managers because Instagram is no longer issuing any more verified checks. And you have people like Katie Holmes and Kate Hudson.
And Natalie Nunn.
Who else did they say that I say? Major people like, you know, that didn't get the blue checks and they're not going to give out any more blue checks because sources say it may have to do with Twitter hitting them with a cease and desist like, hey, that's our blue check.
Hmm. Okay.
Or maybe they'll come up with something different.
Like a blue rectangle?
Like a gold, maybe a gold. Yeah,
what is it? What does this check mark look like to you?
Yeah. Could be gold.
Is this a white and
blue
gold check or is this blue and black check? That's a Instagram would really blow up if they would do that.
I think so.
Okay. Oh, by the way, am I the only one that did a whole House of Cards season 3 binge marathon? Because I did it.
Okay, you did it. I'm doing one episode a day on postshowrecaps.com.
Oh, I could tell you what happens.
No.
Spoiler alert.
All right. Spicing hours. Spencer Tyson, great job.
Thank you, Rob. Right. Are you going to play our song?
Oh, yeah. I'll play that at the end.
Survivor. Okay. Survivor Tyson is a survivor. Do it. I want to hear it.
I'm going to do it in the edit.
I have to tune in.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Spicing back here on Rob Has a Podcast. All right. So very busy week here on RHAP. I've got a lot of shows coming. Of course, Survivor season has just kicked off. The Amazing Race season has just kicked off as well. So, of course, we will do all of our regular coverage this upcoming Wednesday night. Survivor Know It Alls. We'll do our big recap podcast. Cass is going to be our guest this week. Plus, I'll talk to the next person kicked off of Survivor. I will also speak with the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race on Monday. And we'll get back into all of our Amazing Race coverage on Friday night with Jessica Lees. Plus on post show recaps, we've got so much stuff going on besides coverage of The Walking Dead and Better Call Saul and Justified in our weekly recaps. I am also covering every single episode of House of Cards season 3 currently on post show recaps. So go ahead and check that out on postshowrecaps.com. Love to hear what you think in the comments here on robisawebsite.com. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.
So much better. He thought he'd fail boot camp, but he's stronger. Thought he couldn't win Survivor, but he's richer. Thought preps would eviscerate him, he laughs harder. Thought wrestle outwitted him, now he's wiser. Thought Sierra lasted him, but he's smarter. Thought he was a coconut bandit, but he's chillin'. Thought he'd fail again, but he won the million. He's the survivor, he didn't give up, he didn't stop. What? Had to work harder. He's the survivor, already made it. He did survive. What? Kept on surviving. He's the survivor. He didn't give up. He didn't stop. What? Had to work harder. He's the survivor. Already made it. He did survive. What? Kept on surviving.